And I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel game. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello again, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Sad to say, this is the last time in this series that I'll be assisted by Colin Sell at the piano. Apparently he's managed to find himself a more rewarding job. Wish I could. Anyway, please try and welcome Graham Gardner and Barry Cryer on my left. And Timber Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. Not forgetting, of course, the person you've all come to see, our lovely scorer, Samantha.
Jelly on a plate.
I have to tell you that last week Samantha signed more autographs than all our panelists put together.
When she could reach the book.
This week she hopes to sign another one. Anyway. And we go into a game called Initials. I'm going to read each team some initials, and they must tell me what they think they stand for. That's the initials, not the teeth. Anyone who gets the right answer will have marks deducted for being boring. Willie Rushton.
Yes.
Here are your initials. C-O-P-E-C. Kopec. C-O-P-E-C.
I always thought it was W-R.
Colin on piano empties concert hall.
Very good. Not the real yet. Answer to that is Christian Order of Politics, Economics, and Citizenship.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Graham, your initials are N-P-F-A. N-P-F-A.
N-P-F-A. Nicholas Parsons. Need I go on?
And actually, you've managed to go straight to the right answer. So we go on with you, Tim. Now, actually, there is an alternative to that one. It's the National Playing Field Association. Of course. Oh. Tim, your initials are CPRE.
Cecil Parkinson. What's the lawyers? Cecil Parkinson, RE, retires early.
Or, of course, the Council for the Preservation of Rural England.
Of course. Actually, yeah. I'm a member of that. I apologize as well.
Barry Cry, here are your initials. MRCOG, MRCOG. MRCOG.
MRCOG. Marinate Ronnie Corbett over gas.
Not
so
well.
Portions.
The answer is the member of the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. So you were right.
Beautiful.
Willie Rushton. Another round now. Willie Rushton. Here's some more for you. M-S-U-L.
M-S-U-L. Marks and Spencer's underwear leaks.
So much for prayers to St. Michael.
Yes. It could be the medical schools of the University of London. Graham, here's some long initials for you. L-W-O-S-T. L-W-O-S-T.
They're not so much long initials, just a lot of them. L-W-O-S-T. Lloyd Webber. Orchestrated. Sings treble.
You'd be delighted to hear that it really stands for Low Water Ordinary Spring Tides.
You learn a lot on this.
Yeah, yeah. You do indeed.
Education. People walk out saying it's taught me a lesson.
Tim, how about this one? RNA.
Royal Nazi Association.
Shabby.
A very, very small membership. Nobody's joined. Absolutely nobody in my opinion is a member of that.
You'll be relieved, no doubt, to know that it really stands for ribonucleic acid. And Barry, here's one for you. BQMS. BQMS.
BQMS. Beware the Queen Mother's socks.
It could be Berry Quasimodo Standing.
Bonus point there for Willie Rushton, which puts him in the lead. And at this point, I give our teams advance notice that at the end of the programme, I'll be asking them to announce the late arrivals at the... Well, we've actually had one sent in here, because, you know, listeners are invited to send in suggestions for these games. And a very big fan of the programme, Michael Grade, has sent in this one. Late arrivals at the Mortician's Ball. Mortician's Ball.
Dead easy.
We're going on now to the round where we ask the teams to sing the blues. Very popular round, this is. Each team has to improvise a blues, with the members of each team taking alternate lines, and assistance is provided, of course, at the piano by Colin Sell.
Assistance?
I'm going to ask Graham and Barry to give Tim and Willie a subject for their blues.
A good bluesy type subject. Yes, this week, yeah.
Bertrand Russell leaps to mind.
Yes. Bertrand Russell's diaries. 1908 to 1927.
Oh, that's all right, yes.
1908.
I woke up this morning.
Good start.
With Georgia on my mind.
Get off my head, I said. And smacked her big behind.
Bertrand Russell's diary.
Bertrand, I'm terribly sorry. That was really awful of me, considering how wonderful night of bliss has been, Gloria. Was it Gloria? No,
no, Georgia.
Arthur Pound of Apple. Now,
I was thinking about the diaries of Bertrand Russell, 1908 to 1927, and didn't mean to be unkind.
Oh, yeah.
Ethnic, dead ethnic, that was. Now, Tim and Willie. Tim and Willie, will you give Graham and Barry their subject?
South Kensington.
The Bishop of Durham.
Yes.
Blues.
Bishop of Durham. Do you want to start, Graham?
Yes.
All right, Graham.
Well, I woke up this morning. I found the Bishop of Durham in my bed.
In my bed.
I said, look here, Your Grace, this is no place to rest your weary head. And he said, well, look here, I had to have a lie down. I just heard that God is dead.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Samantha Ducky, what's the score? Oh, is it? Right. Okay, we're going to play a game called Hype. In this round, one team will describe a radio or television program in the most exciting terms possible. The other team will then have to identify the program. Tim and Willie, you're going to go first, and the identity of the program goes up on our computer board here in the studio. So the audience. For you at home, here's the mystery voice to tell you.
The test card. The test card.
Okay, start Tim and Willie.
Bum, 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 bum.
More exciting than Maelstrom.
Narrows the field.
More colourful than the black and white minstrel show.
Easier to read than CFAX.
This is the touching story of childhood innocence. A young girl alone in totally incomprehensible surroundings.
No. I think it's one of those early morning jobs. Never bit them.
For yourself.
I woke up this morning.
Wait, set you up
felt
today,
like an early morning job.
Newsreader.
No.
Totally
Gets a little fuzzy occasionally.
Fuzzy?
I say that just in contrast.
Oh, it's the test card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well done, Barry. Now it's your turn, you and Graham, to do some hyping now. Here's your program coming up on the board. And here's the mystery voice to tell you at home.
Down your way. Down your way.
We're going to borrow Colin for this.
It was a peaceful, law-abiding little town. Until he came. Moving amongst them. Prying into their lives. What did he want from them? Where had he come from? Where would he strike next? Draw your curtains. The stranger could be in your neighborhood now. Seeking out your innermost secrets. Forcing you to choose a piece of music.
But a little clue
okay,
in there somewhere.
Jim and Willie, the well-known biscuit manufacturer going down your way.
Yes, you made that pretty easy for them, and they've leapt into the lead now. And it's your turn, Jim and Willie, to do some more hyping. Here's your program going up on the board. And here's our mystery voice to tell those of you at home.
The news in Welsh. The news in Welsh.
Messages foretelling the fate of the world arrive on Earth out of the air, yet only a handful of human beings receive these messages from an alien culture.
Who are these people? Prince Charles might be one. Do they all have ears like Dr. Spock? Will they be welcome in the hillsides?
Listen carefully, and you too might pick up fragments of words foretelling wars, natural disasters affecting the world, the universe, but especially Aberystwyth.
News in Welsh.
Okay, now, one more from you, Graham and Barry. Going up on the board now, here's the mystery voice to tell you at home.
That's life. That's life.
Okay, Graham and Barry, away you go. Choking.
She was their leader, sensual, demanding.
She knew everything. They followed her blindly.
She bared her fangs. And the world screamed.
That's got to be that song.
I thought it was today in Parliament, isn't it?
And Tim and Willie win that one. Incidentally, those of you listening at home, one or two people have written in asking us why we don't give the name of the mystery voice, and the answer is he's asked us not to.
And we respect Lord Lucan's privacy.
Well, this week we're going to play an audience participation version of Mornington Crescent. Because in the studio here we have a very special audience. Many of them have taken part in local or national Mornington Crescent competitions. They're now going to join us in playing the game. They've each got a panel of buttons in front of them, and at certain stages they will decide the next move, and the team member whose turn it is will then have to accept the majority decision. So fingers on the buttons, audience, please, as we start our round of Mornington Crescent now with Tim Brooke Taylor.
Ongar.
Ilford High Street.
Right, audience.
Oh.
Decide on... Oh. And the audience has decided Totteridge.
Very well, then, they're mad, but Totteridge.
So that counts as Willie's turn,
I had to say that.
So Ilford's gone in real terms, then. No, it is. For my move, you could play Ilford in two, so no problem.
So what's your move?
Oh, sorry, yes. Baker Street.
Audience, once again, press your button. Now, we've had two for Cheapside, but a vast majority for Charing Cross Road.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah. Like it was better than I was going to go for Great Ormond Street, but Charing Cross Road is much better, yes.
Dean's Court.
Where?
Woolwich High Street.
Audience again?
Well,
You dirty...
Wait a minute. There's quite a variety here. We've got Arsenal, Mortimer Street, Holloway Road. Marble Arch is the majority. Marble Arch.
That landed you right in the
Marble Arch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monument
Crescent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They landed you right in.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you. A lot. Look on the map. Check it.
And in a somewhat roundabout way, Barry Cryer wins that round. I enjoyed that. We must have another of those audience participants. Yes. What I think we should do is I think we should involve the people at home as well, which we will do next time.
They could write in during the...
perhaps, from their gardens.
We go on to a round now called Doctor's Jargon. I'll be asking our teams to give us some examples of Doctor's Jargon, and then they've got to tell us what it means. Barry, we'll start with you, as you won Mornington Crescent.
Let's try these new pills. Means I haven't the faintest idea what's wrong with you. Let's continue with these pills. Means I haven't the faintest idea what's wrong with you. I'm going to take you off these pills. Means I've got a very good idea what's wrong with you. Willie.
Well, on that theme, I can thoroughly recommend these new pills. Usually means the sales rep brought them in this morning. He'll follow this by saying, I'd like to see you in a fortnight. He said, this way I might find out what they do.
Graham.
Graham.
Yes, yes. Well, when a doctor says you should have come to see me before this, it actually means I've got a golf match in 20 minutes. The doctor says this won't take long. That means I've got a golf match in 20 minutes.
The patient is as well as can be expected, considering I'm the doctor. Are you a member of BUPA? Means this is going to cost you an arm and a leg. Possibly quite literally.
How are we today? Means I'm fine, you look terrible.
Well, the baby certainly doesn't take after you, Mrs. Ponsonby Smythe. Means it's black.
You'll be with us for years yet. Means don't buy any calendars.
Right, well, let's go on now to the musical round. Gone to a musical round, and it's the round called Just a Minim. This is a musical round in which the team members attempt to sing a song for a minute without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Our song is Hit the Road, Jack, and we're going to start with you, Tim.
Woke up this... Oh, sorry.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more, never again, not now. Be permanently absent. Smack our railroad, Jamie, and never you return.
Ever.
Oh, woman, old female, don't treat me so mean. You're the cruelest old... not so young.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
Oh, hesitation.
I thought there was a slight hesitation there, yes.
That was Colin, I thought.
Yeah. That was artistic license.
Well, I'll play the piano then.
No, you won't. You'll continue singing the song, please, Graham.
What have we got to, Col?
I think Woo Woman would be the best one.
All right.
Woo Woo!
What? You're the piano player. I'm not sure. I decide where to
go. Oh!
But I agree, Woo Woman with the sound.
Woo, woman, old lady.
Challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
Thank you.
Woo, woo. Woo, woman. Woo, woo. Repetition.
No, I think that's a bit unfair. Woman is part of the, the second woo. You see what I mean?
I never thought I'd admire Nicholas Parsons like I do at this moment.
Now, carry on.
Because I mean you're the cruelest elderly female I have ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go. That's right. That's right. Hit the road, Jack.
Well, repetition.
He hasn't sung it before.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, I just think he heard two of that right.
I think you should hand it over to Willie.
Thanks. On your bike, Jim, and never return. Not at all. Not in March, April, December. Get out of here, Basil. And that's the end of it. Quite frankly.
We'll overlook the fact that it took you 3.5 minutes and give the round there to Willie Rushton and start a second song now, in which we'll start with you, Graham Garden. Wait a minute. The song.
Can't wait to get away, can he?
His piano's on a meter.
The song is Happy Talk from South Pacific.
Oh. Yeah.
You can, Graham.
Happy talk, keep talking, cheerful conversation.
Come and hear him.
Talk.
No.
Talking. Talking is a separate word from talk.
Oh. I thought it was a holiday resort in Devon.
Carry on, Graham.
Chat about things you'd like to do. You gotta have a dream if you don't own a fantasy.
What? Challenge there.
Repetition from... of you.
Oh.
Very good. Very good. You challenged with such alacrity that you obviously want to continue the song yourself.
Yep.
Oh, I just felt like a Liberal MP suddenly.
Well, you are much time tonight.
Carry on, Tim.
How you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on the lake.
I can do the Bloody Mary.
Talk up.
Challenge from Graham.
Talk.
Yes.
It's all talk.
Double talk.
Yes. Barry, will you take up the song from
Graham? Oh, where do we got to?
Talk, obviously.
If you don't procure a ziz, how you have a... That is substantiated.
Barry crowds the way. Barry's the winner. He would have won much earlier if I couldn't find a whistle. Now then, we go to the point where I ask the teams to introduce late arrivals at the Mortician's Ball. The Mortician's Ball.
There's a party here from the Wild West. Humph, all the way from Dirge City. Hurst Cartwright. Gene Mortuary. Roy Rogers and his horse Trigger Mortis.
Will you welcome, please, fluttering gentleman from Wales, Die the Death, who appears to be having a coughing fit.
And his friend from Scotland, Lord Reith. Also from Wales, that cheerful soul, Happy Taff. And his brother, who's prone to laxatives, Senator. And his friend, Ed Stone. Who's a gog for the cabaret, which is Tom Jones singing The Last Waltz. And Harry Seacombe gossiping in the corner. Oh, bitch you, Harry.
Welcome from Scotland, please, a crazy stone carver. Mon, your mental man. Mason, I meant to say. Monumental Mason.
He's just had to inter flora.
There's Daddy and Mummy Fide.
There's the G sisters, Ella and Eula. They've been laid to rest a few times.
From Sweden, those useful people.
Of course.
Lars Reitz and Lars Post.
And all the way from China, that doleful mortician, Sad Lee, missed.
A happy Mr. cry of relief, R.I.P.
He's only here for the beer.
Mr. and Mrs. Stover and their father, Pa Stover. Mr. and Mrs. Vault and their agricultural son, Farmer Lee Vault.
From the West Country, would you welcome Here Lies a Body?
Also from the West Country, an old soul known to us all as William. He's looking rough. We call him the Wreck William. He trims the grass in the cemetery. He's just crept into the crypt, cropped and crept out.
From Australia, please, will you welcome the grave-faced Digger Pitt?
Why?
Why? Get out.
I don't know about you, I find it rather off-putting that the team has come up with twice as many suggestions for this round than on any subject we've ever had before. Have you finished yet?
Alec Douglas ex Hume.
Well, if Samantha will lean back, I'll give you the scores.
Oh, she's fallen over.
It's a dead heat. And until next week, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.